We're continuing our preaching series where we're looking at some of the key prophetic themes that we've been living with over the last 30 years as a church. And really the key kind of theming that I'm going to be looking at today is around relational discipleship. And we're going to, that's the main point. That's what we're going to be getting into. And as I was kind of praying this morning and preparing, I really felt God lead me in a prayer this morning. I just want to share with you because actually I feel prophetically that it's not just a prayer for me. I think it's a prayer for many people in this room. And the prayer that I found myself being led to pray that I feel was a Holy Spirit inspired moment was me just coming to a moment of acceptance of going, I can only do what I can do. So it was a moment of acceptance. I can only do what I can do, but what I can do, I will do. So it's an acceptance, I can only do so much, but the stuff that I can do, I'm going to get on and do it, and everything I do is going to be for the glory of God. And so there's the motivation. And so for me, that just felt like, okay, God, you just led me in that prayer, and I just feel that's for a number of us here this morning, that we can only do what we can do. We accept our limitations, but we're going to get on and do what we can do, so we're going to work hard, and we're going to do it all for the glory of God. That is the motivation. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So joyfully, even with the possible slip of a week or so on the building project, I'm hoping this is my last preach in Crossall School, which is very exciting. And I just thought it would be a helpful thing just to say thank you to people. So just to say thank you so much to everybody in this room, that we've been here for just over a year now. It's not been ideal. The chairs are uncomfortable. I'm very small. It's a bit small. The serving teams, the people who transport and set up and serve refreshments, etc., etc., etc. Just thank you, everybody in this room that have just made it work. Just it's been great, and it's just been a real example of church family coming together and just serving each other so well. And yeah, just thank you, everyone. And yeah. And I just what I wanted to say really is that we serve each other. And we serve the church and we serve God from a place of love and relationship. That's the point. That's the motivating factor. It's from a place of love and relationship. And I love being part of this church. I love the relationships that we have together. And what we're going to look at today, I think I really strongly feel that we're living with some of this prophetic theme, some of this prophetic calling that we have. And I do think it is really beautiful. And so some of the prophetic threads I want to draw together include, so being a people who are devoted to God and devoted to each other. I think that's a prophetic leading that we've had, and we've been deliberately and intentionally going after for many years. And I just, that I'm quite joyful when I read that that's something that we set out to do a while ago. And I think, great, thank you, Lord, that's such a good thing to do. Another of the prophetic threads would be that being a family of disciples on a mission. I think that's just really helpful phrasing and God leading us to do this stuff. And I feel that there's lots for us to celebrate in those areas and lots of things for us to be enthusiastic about in those areas. And again, prophetically, I felt God speaking to me over the summer really clearly. And what I felt God saying is, don't be complacent. Don't be complacent. I've kind of been holding that for quite a while now. And where it links with the stuff that I've just spoken about is I think we're strong and there's some good things in that whole area of relational discipleship, but obviously we're not perfect. And obviously we can go on and invest and do more. And you know, whenever we have a gathering of people, whenever you're in a gathering of people and there's lots of people together, inevitably there's going to be some disappointments along the way. Inevitably, people are going to get a little bit hurt or rub people up the wrong way. You can't not have a gathering of this size that meets as regularly as we do and not pick up a little few knocks and bruises along the way. And the best way for us to approach that and being a family together of disciples is to do that through being devoted to God and being devoted to each other. That just covers off so many things that when we love God and we love each other, a lot of those things get worked out along the way. And so there's going to be speed bumps along the way. There's going to be knocks and bruises along the way. But if we are intentional about being devoted to God and being devoted to each other, a lot of those things just can get dealt with. So as we come to this really incredible phase for us as a church, where we're going to move into our own space, I just really want to encourage us guys that we must be a church that serves each other from that place of love and relationship. a place devoted to God and devoted to each other. And so for us to consider that more and to dig into that a little bit more, what I'd love us to do is we're going to consider the Apostle Paul today. And I really want to look at a significant relationship that he had. And I think that will really help us consider what it means being disciples, a family of disciples on a mission. And what I want to do, just set the scene a little bit about what we're going to look at. So we're going to look at 2 Timothy, which most people consider to be Paul's final letter. So Paul is in prison, and he's about to be executed, and he knows he's about to be executed. So we're considering a man who knows his end is on this earth is coming. He knows he's about to die, and this, we believe, is his final letter that he's going to write. That's an incredible concept. Before we even read any of the scripture today, just a good concept for us to consider, isn't it? That the Bible is living and it's active, and when we connect with what's going on there, it's deeply emotional as well. When we stop to, that's a deeply emotional position, isn't it? I wonder if you put yourself in that position. You know you're about to die. You get to write one more letter. Who are you going to write to, and what are you going to say? I mean, that's deep, isn't it? That's a good one for us all to ponder on. What do we do with that? And as we look at 2 Timothy, I really want to encourage you, if you're not reading anything in the Bible, go read 2 Timothy this week. It will bless you. I think it's such a blueprint for relational discipleship. Excellent, excellent book. So 2 Timothy 1, and we're going to read 2 to 7 to start with. Here we go. To Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but it gives us power, love, and self-discipline. Wow. Wow. What a way to open a letter. That's incredible, isn't it? That is utterly incredible. I want us just to consider for a moment, if you were Timothy, you're receiving this letter for the first, you're reading these words for the first time. And as I was considering this, now this is just my thoughts, so this is not, I'm taking this from the Bible, this is my thoughts, joining up a few of the dots. I kind of thought it might have been possible that Timothy is handed this letter at the same time he's told,